Hey, did you know that you might be able to speed up your internet connection just by replacing a certain cable? And it'll probably cost you less than $5.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
You notice I said you might be able to speed up your internet connection. This is something you'll need to check on and see if it applies to your setup. But first, thanks for joining me today. Today is Christmas Eve, 2012. And normally it doesn't really feel like Christmas because it's usually pretty warm here in the wintertime. Personally, that's why I like Florida. But lately it's been kind of chilly. Last Saturday I got up early to do my weekend long run, and it was actually in the high 40s. I could even see my breath. Anyway, this is the Computer Tutor Podcast, and this is the show where we talk about all kinds of things that are computer related, but we don't get into all the geeky terminology. Have you ever said to your computer, "Why can't you do this one simple thing for me, just this one time?" If so, I think you might like the things that we talk about here. Just some cool stuff to make your computing happen more easily. One of the most frustrating things about computers for many people is a slow internet connection. I'm not talking slow like in the old days of dial-up connections. I remember those days. Let's hope your computer never works that slowly again. What I'm talking about is when you open up your web browser and go to a website and it just takes longer than you know it should to fully load. Maybe you've loaded the same page on your work computer or a friend's computer and it usually comes up pretty fast. Then you go to the same page on your home computer and it takes a lot longer to show up. There are actually a bunch of different things that could contribute to that, but today we're going to focus on just one aspect. It's something that's really easy to check. What I'm talking about are your Ethernet cable or cables. These are the cables that go from your modem to your router, or your modem to your computer, or your router to your computer. You can very easily identify an Ethernet cable because the plug on the end looks like a telephone jack plug, just a little bit wider. You need to look at your cables and read the words that are on the side of the cable itself. They're labeled with words and numbers. They go the entire length of the cable, so it'll be pretty easy. Although you might need your reading glasses to see the wording. I know I certainly do. If your cable is identified as Cat5e, Cat5 Enhanced, Enhanced Cat5, or Cat6, then you won't need to replace any cables. You're already using the ones that will allow the fastest data transfer. However, if you just see Cat5 with no E or enhanced, then you should probably do an upgrade. These are plain old Cat5 cables, and they're old and outdated, and they really can't handle the high speed that most internet connections today offer. When you replace it with Cat5 enhanced or Cat6 cable, you may notice an increase in your internet speed. If it looks like a pretty easy job to replace those cables, that's because it is pretty easy. Just take the Cat5 cable or cables that are already there and replace them with the same length of Cat5 enhanced or Cat6. You may only have one that needs replaced, or you might have several. These cables are pretty cheap on Amazon. You should be able to get one for less than $5. Now, this is especially something that you should check on if you're paying your internet provider for a faster connection package. You know how they usually offer they have different packages like the standard connection, then one that's faster than that, and then the one that's blazing fast. It really would be a shame if you're paying extra for the fast connection and then just have it bottlenecked because of old or outdated cables. That would be kind of like paying for a nice fast engine for your car and then driving it with a flat tire. Hopefully that's something that your internet provider would have checked on, but it's best to take a look for yourself just to be sure. If you find your cables are already the faster ones, but your computer still operates pretty slowly, then there could be some other things going on. This is something that actually that I see pretty regularly, and I can even handle this through my remote support server. So get in touch with me if you need help with this. Speaking of getting in touch, I always love to hear from you. My podcast voicemail line is 727-386-9468, and it's available for you to leave your message anytime, day or night. Just let me know what your computer questions are, and I might use that for a future podcast episode. Today's episode is number 19, so you can find all this information over at my website, computertutorflorida.com/019. We've got one more episode for 2012, then we're on to the new year. I'll see you a week from today, New Year's Eve, with a new computer tip. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.